is all your prayers. I feel like the Lord's been dealing with me. There's a thought that I've had on my heart for quite a while, shared it different times. I feel like the Lord would have me to give it tonight. In the third chapter of Proverbs, in the fifth verse, I'd like to look at the fifth and sixth verse tonight. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Well, that's a challenge. And when I begin to meditate and look at that, be honest with you, I didn't really know what to think about it altogether. I could say, what does that mean? And I asked myself the question, how am I different because of it? Surely if I trust in the Lord with all my heart, something's different than what would be if I didn't. Obviously, I ought to be able to see something, or there's something happens in my life or some benefit that I could perceive and understand if I trust the Lord with all my heart versus not trusting the Lord with all my heart. Then an obvious question would be, what is trusting the Lord with all your heart? Not with part of your heart. Is trusting the Lord with all your heart tonight an abstract idea to where we say, I think I'm trusting the Lord with all my heart? Or I want to trust the Lord with all my heart, but what avenue or what area does it make a difference in my life in? But the Scripture is declaring tonight, and I think it's a great challenge, and I hope the Lord blesses our thought process tonight to be able to get something here, the challenge that the Lord has for us in this idea of trusting the Lord with all my heart. Meaning that I acknowledge first that I need something. I have to acknowledge first to myself, I need something more than what I can provide for me. I have to have something to lead me through life with, because I understand this about myself. I will go astray. I haven't got the faculty to keep myself saved in my life. I acknowledge before the Lord, Lord, I can't do some of the simplest things I try to do in this life. The simplest tasks, sometimes I'll fail in one way or another to do something I think I can do. And it teaches me to understand that surely then I'm miserable in the spiritual realms. Surely, I need help. And you know, I believe tonight that for every heart that trusts the Lord, God wants to work for you. I believe tonight that the Lord is interested in trusting in Him, and He's interested in getting something to us. When we leave home on a trip, as we did a couple days ago, we got in the van later than we thought. I was up in the night, 8 o'clock at night. We're going to head this way, and it was pretty hectic getting in there. And we all got in the van. You know what it's time for? It's time to ask the Lord to be with us. I understand that many things can happen on a thousand. We was going into Galena, Kansas, 1,000 miles. Vehicle could break down. Accidents could happen. A lot of things could happen along the ways. And so we bow our heads. We ask the Lord, Lord, bless us. That's trusting in the Lord, isn't it? Is that the extent? Is that the extent of what the Lord has in mind for us? Let me say this tonight. I believe that the Lord wants to perfect us. It's more than just believing God is and that God can take care of these bodies, and He can. But the Lord wants to work in our lives to perfect us in His life. To me, trusting in the Lord with all my heart then goes into the realms of accepting the will of God. Of what God sends into our lives and accepting that will of God. You know, it's kind of, to be honest with you, it's a little cheap sometimes. I appreciate all the testimonies. I appreciate what the Lord does for us. But sometimes it's a little cheap when we get through the trial and then we look back and we come and testify and say, the Lord sure blessed me. But how was I in the middle of it? Now stay with me, because there is something that we can gain by trusting the Lord with all of our heart that we wouldn't otherwise have. Victory through our battles is one of those things that we can gain and know. Trusting the Lord means that, Lord, I resign myself to the will of God and the purpose of God in my life to refine me as a person, as a participant in God's world, in God's church, as God's people, as a witness for God. I need perfecting, and God knows how to perfect me. And when I say yes to the will of God, then there is something that in the middle of my trials, instead of just, I get to the end of it and say, the Lord brought me through. And in the middle of it, I was anxious and I was worried and I was frustrated and I was angry at times and I had all these things. But boy, when I got, now I'm the victory now. I thank God for the victories. I think there's more victory than you and I will acknowledge sometimes. I think there's victory through our trials when we resign ourselves to the will of God. This scripture says to trust the Lord with all your heart. And there is a opposite then given. And trust not. Lean not to your own understanding. Then in other words, it seems as if the scripture is trying to tell us tonight that there will be a lot of decisions in life. You have a lot of chances to make decisions. You have a lot of choices to make. And in those choices and in those times, life's events, they happen daily, if not hourly. They're totally happening. Events are happening. And in that, the scripture is challenging us to trust in the Lord with all your heart. And the thing that you're going to be challenged most with as a human being is leaning to your own understanding. So I look and I say then, where is this application for me? And I find it, and Lord help me to see this, and I've asked the Lord to help me to apply, trust the Lord with all your heart. And as always is when I start praying that way and looking that way, the Lord lets things, here it is, your opportunity. Before we come out here, I had to change them all. That's an easy job. I can change the oil in my van. I pulled up on this little thing, go out there, and it just matter. You can change. It happens real quick. No, it don't. Oh, I'm capable enough of changing my own oil. And I tried to put the socket on it, and it twists around it. No, I stripped it out. I got vice grips. And I thought, I'll get my vice grips, lock them on there, take it off. Well, the people that engineered this little dilly on my van, it's the oil plug is inset. Now, the only reason I can think for insetting that oil plug is so you won't take it off with a set of pliers. So you can't get your vice grips. I can lock it on it, but I couldn't turn it because it's indented and it wouldn't turn around it. And now I'm thinking, it's a 10-minute job. It's a 10-minute job. And here I am looking for something to get this off with, trying to get it off of there. And then, here I am, trusting the Lord to get it off. Well, you know, yes, to help us. But it's not just that, folks. That's the way our human thinking is. Slow down, Marty. I want to talk to you. Slow down a minute. I want to teach you something about yourself. You can't do what you think you can. You're not invincible. You can't do what you think you can, and I want you to understand some things. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Now you may say, are those things really God? I want to tell you tonight, to a Christian, all of it is. Now follow me. Trust the Lord with all your heart. That's designed for you. You'll lean to your own understanding and you'll frustrate. I do. I have. Frustrate and do it and fight and pound and work and do it and my own understanding. And I get through at the end of it and I'm no better person than what I was when I started. I just went through it. But God's got something in mind in all the episodes of your life. And if we would say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's my mantra lately. I've been trying to say, yes, Lord. Things happen a lot that don't work right for me. And I've been trying to say more, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm trusting you. Maybe other people clicks along pretty good. But, Lord, I want what you got. Understand? I want what you got. No way the Lord wants to work with us through these things. That you and I would understand that, Lord, lead me to these. Can you say tonight, can you honestly say tonight that I know how to lead my life? I know what's best for it. Anybody here want to dare to raise your hand and say, I know what's best for my life? I didn't think so. I think if you had it, we wouldn't have believed you. Because we really understand, we don't know what's best for our life. I don't want to pick adversity. I don't want to pick pain. I don't want to pick suffering. I don't want to pick even indifferent things. I want things to be my way. But the scripture says, no, don't do that. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Trust the Lord that He'll allow. He'll bring. He'll talk. He'll speak. You need it. You need it. You need this. You need this. Trust the Lord in it. I can say, yes, Lord, I must need that. But I'm sitting there tapping my foot because I'm stuck in traffic. Instead of saying, thank you, Lord, I must need to be stuck in traffic. You're saying, now, Brother Marty, is everything that spiritual? I'm going to tell you something. Trust the Lord with all your heart. You'll have victories that you never thought that you'd have. There's victory in it because this is what we get, what we have that we would otherwise not have because we're resigned to say, Lord, I'm on your speed, not on mine. Mine may be fast-paced, it may be slow-paced. But Lord, you're leading in a way that when I'm slowed down, you're speeding me up. And when I'm and going 90 to 90, you'll slow me down. It must be you working in my life. So I will say, yes, Lord, my own understanding, my own leaning to my own understanding, is so contradictory to trusting in the Lord with all my heart. I'll look at situations sometimes and say, they ought to let me straighten it out. I was listening to some stuff on the radio today about world affairs, and I said out loud, they ought to let me be president for a little while. Then I thought, lean to your own understanding. What are you about to do? Yeah. There I went again. I'm about to do something because I believe something and see something. I think God's still on His throne tonight. I think He can work in the affairs of nations. But I think He more wants to work in the affairs of your heart. In your life. And working to perfect His people where they need perfected. And really, God can do that. But my burden tonight is are we willing to trust the Lord with all of our heart and willing to be able to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I've been slowed down. I've been sped up. I've been that. But Lord, I believe every bit of it has been to the will of God for my life. Look with me, and we'll come back to part of this scripture. We'll look at a scripture. Familiar scripture, I think. I just want to kind of go through it. And I'll be honest with you why I'm doing it, because I can't say a lot of these names, so I'm not going to try. It's in the 6th chapter of 2 Samuel. And what I want to pick up is in the fifth verse. It has to do with David. And there come a man out. This is in the fifth verse. Come out a man of the family of the house of Saul. All right? And it says he come and cursed while he come forth. And he cursed still as he come. There come a man out of the house of Saul coming to David. Now if you get this scene, this is the way it sounds. Here he comes. David has his mighty men to his left hand and to his right. Now if you want to read about some vicious warriors and men of very capable men, it was David's mighty men. Now he had some warriors. And here comes a man out of the house of Saul, and he must have had plenty of nerve, and here he come, and he was a cursing David. And he wasn't saying nice things about him. He said, when he cursed, this is in the seventh verse, to come out, thou bloody man, thou man of Belial. I want to reiterate here that David is the man here. And David says, go, you go, and come, you come. But here come one that's against him, and he's a-cursing him and a-swearing against him. It brings me to this question. Have you ever had trouble with somebody? Have you ever had your feelings hurt by somebody? Has anyone ever said a negative thing about you? Has anyone ever caused you heartache and grief? Has anybody ever caused you to have to lay awake at night considering what they were saying about you and what they was meaning about it? Have you ever been in a place where you had trouble with people? Because I want to give you some victory tonight. And this is something that is, you don't have to wait to the end of it until it's all uncovered and you come out the pretty one on the top. Because there is something that is different because we trust the Lord with all of our heart that isn't otherwise there if you don't do it. When you trust the Lord with all your heart, there is a capability, the possibility, or at least it should be before our eyes to be able to say this event even is of the Lord. Okay? And why? Do you know that God has the capability of using your enemies against you for your good? God has the ability of perfecting you through carnal people. God's got the ability to show your carnality through their carnality. It's trusting the Lord with all of our heart that makes the difference. I've looked at many, many, many church problems and wondered, who's going to be the adult in the room? Who's going to get to the place that they say, yes, Lord, I know you've designed this for me. Okay, are you going to say you're above that design tonight? I'm not above the design tonight. So my heart has to reach out to God and say, Lord, if that's your method, help me to trust in the Lord with all my heart. And there's times that it's rough, and I'm going to tell you why. Because in serving the Lord sometimes, we have a real, and I'm not calling this pride, I'm saying we have a concern and care about God through our lives. I want my life to be spotless for the Lord. Okay? Sometimes people bring accusations that it makes it not look spotless. That's tough. But I want to give you some news. They called Jesus the devil. Didn't sound very spotless, wasn't it? Hey, he's out carousing with the publicans. There must have been people who believed it. Trust the Lord with all your heart. God knows what he's doing. Not that we'll look and say, Lord, I hope you bless them real good. We'll get to the spiritual place enough to say, Lord, bless them. They've done me wrong and I want them to be, Lord, I don't want evil or nothing done to them, so I bless him real good. But us get to the spiritual place to where we can say, Lord, what are you saying to me? I must have something in this because I'm a child of God. And Lord, you've allowed this right down my pike. Maybe I'm not perfect in an area. Oops. You see, I mean, oh. Maybe the Lord wants to perfect an area of my life. So is it possible that these things that happen in life is a part of a design that the Lord wants to use in our lives? So, trust the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not to your own understanding. I know what that means to my life. It means when those kind of places come, especially the conflicts with people, I will sit down in my mind and conclude on how I, Marty Clevenger, would fix it. I know what I need to do to fix that problem. But the Lord simply says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Oh, Lord, thank you for sending this to me. For there must be gold in it. There must be a perfecting of my life. So this is what was said. This is what David went on to say. One of his men says, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. Well, let's just lean to our own understanding here. Now, that guy had a solution. No matter what else it was, he wouldn't do it again. But wait, what if my salvation is hinged on this? Read the words of David. So let him curse in the 10th verse. Because the Lord has said unto him. Now, Adam Clark said, I believe it was Adam Clark, that said, that would be better said, what if, or supposing, the Lord has said to him. It brings up a different idea almost there a minute. It brings up a question mark. If this man's on his own hook, we'll take his head off here. But now wait a minute. What if? What if the Lord hath said to this man, curse David, let him alone. Let him alone. The words that he is saying are saying something to me. I've heard it said many times, there's always two sides to a story. Sometimes I hear people say this, almost always somebody makes a mistake, and no matter what the argument or the discussion or the thing is, it becomes between people. I'd say it's mostly true. Why? Why? Because I don't trust in the Lord with all my heart. I start leaning to my own understanding. I think this is a good example, and I think we ought to remember this in the times of our life, and at least ask this question in the things of our life. I like to do this sometimes. All of a sudden I'm stuck in traffic when I'm in a hurry. Then I can say this. What if the Lord hath said, hold him up in traffic? Yes. Changes my mind. I get to the place that I say, Lord, it's a small duty. It's just a small duty to be hung up in traffic. If that's what I'm supposed to be hung up in traffic, then let me be hung up in traffic. Amen. And if I ask the question when somebody don't speak well of me, what if the Lord has said that? What did that just do to me? How did I just feel? Lord, what do you want me to get out of it? I know the Lord has taught me many lessons through those. Most of all, he brings it to my memory when I'm in the other reverse situation. And I remember saying, ouch, when it happened to me. And say, yes, Lord. That was the way the Lord brought information, brought blessing, brought maturity, brought perfecting into my life. Why should we kill this man that may be doing the Lord's bidding? Why should we do that to one another? You know, sometimes people say stuff that they don't even know what they're saying when they say it. That, you know what I'm saying. We've been through all those things. What's the answer to human personalities. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, because sometimes your human reason can't figure it out anyway. It sounded to me like, oh, I'm going to make myself one of them. I'm going to confess some things, or at least one. I've come to this meeting in Guthrie before and felt like nobody here wanted me to be here. Well, I'd have. I look around and say, it don't seem like anybody even wants to talk to me. You all feel that way about me? No, but the devil sure was telling me you did. Now, here's the best solution I know to that problem. Lord, did you tell them not to talk to me? Well, maybe the Lord did do it. You know what I'm saying? Trust the Lord with your whole heart. I found the saints to be wonderful people. Why would I think something like that? But I'll tell you, those thoughts are real to us, aren't they? Don't we have to be challenged by those kind of real things of what? I've had those kind of feelings. I've been in all rooms of people before and felt lonely. Felt like, well, maybe I ought to just go home. I don't even think anybody know miss me if I was gone. Those kind of thoughts. Then I have to remember, what if the Lord said, I want you to think, I want you to feel what some people have to feel all the time. Yeah, Marty, you're strong, but I want you to feel what other people have to feel sometimes. And the way to do it is I'm going to speak a word to Brother Philip, and when he looks right at you, he's going to turn his head, because he's not in his mind, he's not going to have it on you. And greeting you, and he's going to turn and talk to some, and the next one's going to the next one do it. And I have to say, for my victory, thy will be done, Lord. I feel, I sense, I can see and understand, but Lord, what if it's you talking? I want it, because it perfects something in me. Gives me a victory in it and through it. Now I can become a person that don't need it all. I can be secure in what I am because I trust the Lord with all my heart. And when it comes time for me to have that word of sympathy to my life, you'll give it to me. Amen. Because the Lord will make sure you do it. See what I'm saying? Trust the Lord with your whole heart. If you need to be cursed, you'll be cursed. When you need to be blessed, He'll send it to you. If you need pain, it'll be pain, but the comfort will come too. And the Lord wants us to trust in the timing of God to give it to us, and through it all be able to say, yes, Lord, I accept that for my life. So what do we do with the man that done it? Let him alone. Perhaps he's got more work of the Lord in the future. Let him alone. He may be an instrument of divine providence in my life. Why am I here tonight? Providence. Yes. I believe this tonight. I've had people try to take things from me, and I've had people try to give them to me. If the Lord leads me to other foreign lands as a missionary and those kind of things, I'll go. But He hasn't. I'm not one. It would have been real easy for God to make me one. I'm not one. Brother Sammons wasn't one. He put me under that. I come along with him. If he had been one at some point, he may have said, Brother Marty, I need you to go with me. I may have went, and God could have made that so easy for me. He hasn't. See what I'm saying? The providence of God will work into our lives to the perfection. I feel like I know what my calling is. I thank God for it. But I'm not looking for anything beyond what God does. I want what He does. You need to have what He does. And accept and trust the Lord, because He will lead you in your purpose. And folks, you have one. And it is absolutely fitted to you tonight. If you'll trust the Lord with all your heart, you'll find it and know it. Because it's designed for you. Thank God for the missionary. Thank God for the one that done it. God led him right, just smoothly right to it. Somebody's going to do some dishes around here. Somebody's going to sweep some floors. And somebody's going to be a faithful saint, sitting in their chairs and being faithful to God. And the other way, And they're just as valuable, just fitted. Providence of God has smiled on you for your place and your time. You know what it takes to get the Ogden out of it? Is trust the Lord with your whole heart. And don't lean to your own understanding, but be willing that God leads into it. I am fearful to step into a realm that God didn't take me to. I don't want that. I'm also fearful of holding back and not going into it. Lord, help us to be led of it. But think of another character in the scripture I'd like to mention a little bit. The man's name was Joseph. You know, God ordered Joseph's life. It's an amazing story of a young man that was hated by his brethren. Did they have a cause to? Well, I could make a case for it. In my human reasoning, leaning to my own understanding, I can make a case to why they didn't like him. But do you know God ordered their lives and his? If Reuben would have been the man he had picked, he'd have had dreams and he'd have done what God had him to do. But he wasn't. He had a man named Joseph, a young man, that he wanted to lead his life. And he gave him, made him a dreamer, made him an interpreter of dreams and a spiritual thought and ways Joseph had, he seemed. I feel like God made me. I feel like he made Joseph. So Joseph had a way of life and he wanted to be faithful to it. Do you think Joseph manipulated his dad into making him a coat of many colors and not making the other boys one? Do you think he did that? I don't. I think God did it. Hey, listen, we all are going to have our things. You ever think of something like that? It don't seem like somebody likes you as much as they like somebody else, and it ain't fair. Oh, come on, it's fair enough. What's God doing? See? Joseph didn't manipulate that. His dad had it in his heart to do it, so he done it. Whether it's right or wrong, it was done. And God allowed that all to happen, and he allowed the brothers to hate Joseph. But what was Joseph supposed to do with that coat? You think it would have been honorable and right for him to cherish something that his dad gave him? Yeah, but it sure was grinding on these other guys. You could sure wear that thing with your chest out. Daddy's coat made me. But boy, wearing it around the other boys like that was hard to take. So who designed the providence of all that? Devil don't have that right. Men surely can't do it. Must have been God. God had a purpose for them, Daddy, all involved a purpose. You know, sometimes when you felt run down, it's where God wanted you to be to perfect your life, to make the ultimate saint out of you. You know, some people are honored, and I'll look at that and say, why aren't some honored? What's the fairness in one person being having so much and other people having so little, other than a design of God? You tell me. You know, it doesn't matter. If we trust the Lord with all of our heart, it don't matter. Because that's the riches of it. God chose me for who I am to be the ultimate of who I can be right there in it. So trust the Lord with my whole heart. Joseph, because of his doings? No, because God. Joseph was faithful. Even to the point at one point his own daddy says, are you saying that I'm going to bow down to you? It's what you dreamed, said. What you dreamed. Well, are you going to tell daddy that? Best thing to say is the Lord has said. Well, it wasn't me. But you know, the despising of that got him threw into a well without water in it. Now he's sitting down in the bottom of it, and I just speculate. I really would like to know, but there's no knowing, because scriptures don't really say. But I'd like to know how he was. I'd like to know how he was down there. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'd like to know the thoughts that run through his mind. I'd like to know the disposition he's set down there in. Because it'd be easy enough to say, Lord, I didn't make the coat. I didn't give the dreams. I've been faithful to all that you do, and you look where I'm at. It would be logical, wouldn't it, to think those kind of thoughts? Or did he say, you're God. You're God. Lord, I don't know what this is all about, but you are the one that gave the coat. You are the one that gave the dreams. And those dreams have indicated that there's something more ahead of me than this. And there was. Oh, there was a lot, folks. Well, let's not kill him. The providence of God. Hey, the caravan's gone to Egypt. He could have very well been going the other way. No, it couldn't have been. When that caravan come by, it was going to Egypt. Because it had a passenger that God had designed and ordered to go in it. And he went. And God gave him favor. What do you want to be known as? Respectable, honorable, upright, a man beyond scrutiny. No skeletons in the closet. No perverted ideas. You know that shattered on Joseph one day. Who's going to believe this young man? Who allowed that to happen? Oh, Joseph, don't blame Potiphar's wife. She was only an instrument. It's only an instrument. God can use evil people in the process of refining our lives. Trust the Lord. Lord, what do you got now? Well, it's been a ride so far. And I thought you had me going a certain direction, and all of a sudden, you ever been in those places to where you thought something, and this is it, and all of a sudden, your whole world comes shattering down around you? You ever been shattered emotionally? You ever been shattered till you don't know what your next hope is of the day? You don't know what you're going to do. You ever been in a place like that? I've been there. I've been going a long time. Said one time, man, this is it. God, this is, thank the Lord. This is just so perfect. You know, it wasn't hardly any time by the time I had that thought until the whole rug come out from under me. And everything was everything but what seemed to be perfect. So Joseph was in a certain way, and he was getting high up, and he was, according to history, Joseph was an exceptionally good-looking young man and exceptionally bright and educated. He had much to offer. And with all of that, shattered. And they throw him in jail. Well, you'll just be in there overnight. Hell no. No. That's not the way God works. But he left him. I wonder how many thoughts the old devil brought to Joseph and said, oh, you've been faithful. What has it got you? What's it got you? Here you are. Not only are you in jail, but if you got out of here, everybody look at you funny. You're doomed. Look at you. No. Trust the Lord with all my heart. Lord, you got it for me. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the next days may hold. But I know God holds them. And I know the ultimate for my life is in God's hands. And if I trust him with all my heart, and this is what I believe this scripture is trying to say to us. It isn't just in the big things, folks. It's day by day. It's when the phone call comes. It's when the things that disturb your life. It's when the nation's gone wrong and the world's gone wrong. The community's gone wrong. The school's gone wrong. The things are gone wrong. God's not gone wrong. And I trust the Lord with all my heart. And when I look at it, my own understanding tells me of all the gloom and despair, I'm lifted up in my spirit because I trust in a God that's able to change everything about my life. And instead of just having victory at the end of something, I got it right through it. Still got victory. Sitting right here, and people will look on and say, all the things that's happened to him, and he's sitting there with a smile on his face and praising the Lord. What's that guy got? You know what he's got? He's got his heart in the Lord. Trusting the Lord with all his heart. He's not leaning to his own understanding, because our own understanding tells us the way patterns go. God isn't limited by the patterns. So Joseph comes to a place that the, what was it? Butcher and the baker. No, it was a butler and a baker. It wasn't a butcher. Butler. They're thrown in jail. And they have dreams. And now I want to ask you something. Who gave him them dreams? At that particular time and point and place. It was providence. They come into jail, providence. Oh, not these characters. You know how many times you can look at people and say, oh, no, I got to deal with that guy. I worked with a guy, and sometimes I risk saying people's names, but somehow I want to. I mean, because the internet's out there. If you put this on the internet, everybody can hear it. Well, I hope John Paul Collins is out there, because I'd like for him to know that the Lord really blessed me through him. He was a challenge to me. Now, I told him personally, so I don't mind telling him again if he'd happen to listen. He was a challenge to me. And he, there come to a point in my life to where he finally said, I'm quitting, I'm going to go to trucking or something. And I was like, yes. And you know, on my way home from work that day, I started, Lord, don't let him go. Don't let him go. My level of victory is really, really low with him. I've got to know more than that. I want to see more than that out of my life, Lord. Don't let him go till I can. I'm always going to wonder about the victory I should have had there. And you know what? He was able to stay for quite a while. And the Lord blessed us. Lord, bless me. Bless him. We become real good friends. I was so thankful to be able when it was. I was thankful I had victory in the middle. Amen. That I could say, keep him there. I want to see more than that. Providence of God. So Joseph gets his opportunity. One gets hung, I think. The other one, though, goes back. And he said, when you go back, remember me. You know, if my memory's right, that's about 2 years. But listen, Joseph, don't feel bad about that. You understand, moms? Anybody ever forgot you? I mean, wives, your husband. Now, I'm getting close. Your husbands ever forget your birthdays, anniversaries, special days? Now, I know what you're saying. You're a man, so I know what you're going to say. But I'm going to say it anyway. Trust the Lord with all of your heart. If you'd have needed a guy to remember it, the Lord would have told him. And if you would have needed him to be, if he needs to be a little insensitive, oh, watch out now. I'm telling you, victory. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. You got something for him too. If you work together, God's going to work it out. Don't feel bad at that butler. Or was it the baker? It was the butler that got back. But don't feel hard about him, Joseph, that he waited 2 years. Because he couldn't do anything until the need was there. Because if you'd have come out of there before that, it wouldn't have been right. But God, I wonder what he'd done in prison all those years. It's only my wonderment. I wonder what Joseph did in there. Trusted the Lord. Trusted the Lord. And can you imagine going from rags to riches story? Get him out of the prison. I doubt if he shaved him all that every day. But when they got him out, going to take him before Pharaoh, I think they dressed the guy up. Got him. You're going to go and interpret some dreams here now. Because he remembered there was a guy that was in there. And they brought him out and understood. And God worked. Well, why would a Pharaoh put a perverted guy like that in charge? He wasn't. That's why. God's got a way of changing all of those perceptions and ways when a saint's faithful. All the things that seem to be will come out. I've always said it in my life. God will prove it. I know what it looks now. But God will prove. God will prove. And God proved it in Joseph's life. But you know, it wasn't only for Joseph's life that God did that. God had mind of his brothers and of the whole nation of Israel, that he ordered by his great providence a way to get them in a place that he wanted them to be. The whole thing was planned, and we read about it today as a shadow of things that was to come. And all those things was done of the Lord's hand. And it will be in our life too. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. And let me get the other part of that verse, or that next verse. It says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Now, I think the best understanding of that is because it sounds like, which is truth, it sounds like to acknowledge is to witness to, or to say, speak out, to acknowledge is to allow it to be known. But actually, the real depth of this is, the root word being know, it really means to know the Lord in all your ways. Know that this is God. See? Know. The acknowledgement's more to yourself. To acknowledge, but to know. To know. To know that God is working in my life. To know that this, the way I feel, is something that God can bless in order. To know that he's there. To have faith, trust in God with all your heart, and to know that he's there. To make it a personal way of dealing with God. Lord, that hurt, but I know. I know. I know you're in it. Lord, that one didn't go the way I wanted. Confess something about us preachers. We don't always say it the way we want to. And I've questioned the Lord about it a lot of times. When I feel such a want to just express God's thoughts and way and there, and I fall flat. And I say, Lord, why? It seems so important at the time. I felt that I wanted such anointing, all that stuff. And the Lord is, trust the Lord with all your heart. Oh, God knows what he's doing. Trust the Lord with all your heart. You mean that's what you wanted? Now, I'm not saying it that that's, but I have to say it. Lord, that's what you wanted. That's okay. I'll be a fool. I'll do it with the blessing. If you withhold it, I'll do it withheld. Maybe it's the Lord wanting to say something to me. Are you as serious as you used to be? You, Lord, that really, it's not the way I'd have it to be. But have your way. Lord, help us to see it. Help us to know. Lord, yes. I acknowledge you in all my ways. And when it don't go right, just right in the congregation, Lord, help us all to get it right. Lord, this is part of my life and the part of the things that you put in my world. And when this ain't seems to be friction and all that, I have to say, Lord, I know you're in it. I know you're trying to bring salvation to some soul. You're trying to work. You're trying to see. You don't know how many people in your world may be watching your life that may make a difference in their life, what you're doing with your life. And the world is desperate to see somebody that really has God. And that they really trust in God to say, oh, there's a God and he does all this and this. Well, then why are you responding like that? If he's real, why not live like he's real? If you say he watches over what we do, then why don't we act like that? Why don't we respond like that? If God is really on his throne and all things are in his control and I'm his child and all will be well and all things work together for good to them who love the God and call to his perfect, we quote it all the time, then why don't we walk our life like that? Trust the Lord with all your heart. But that just costs me a lot of money. Yeah. But the Lord ain't as concerned about it as you are. Because He can give it back. He can do anything He wants to with it. Now, I like telling this story, and I know y'all probably heard it. But I was praying one day about it. I was praying, concentrating. I was consecrating for a couple of days of my life and the things of my life. And I felt like there was things that I'd held on to and all these things. And so I went to my, I had this house trailer in the back of it. I built this woodshed, and I had my chainsaw back there. And I go back there to get my chainsaw, and it's gone. There was an IBC root beer bottle sitting right where my chainsaw was supposed to be. And I'm telling you, when my that like that, it upset me so much that somebody stole my chainsaw. And I was huffing. I felt violated that somebody come to my place and stole my chainsaw. And folks, this was as real as it could be because I was going down my driveway just kind of, somebody stole my chainsaw. And the Lord just so clearly said, whose chainsaw? And I literally said, Lord, somebody stole your chainsaw. Do you know it felt different when I said that? It felt different. It wasn't mine. The Lord took somebody's chainsaw. I was so worked up about it, and after a while, my brother brought it back and said, hey, I borrowed your chainsaw. It's tree in the road down there. And I'm like, oh, Lord. No victory. No victory in the middle of the battle. No ability to go and say, well, Lord bless their heart. Do you have another chainsaw I can have? I mean, I believe it was higher. Trust the Lord with all your heart. We're not inhuman, folks. We're going to have emotions about things like that. Do you know where that ought to always point us? To this next scripture. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. He's in this too. He's in the loss of my possessions. He's in the loss of my integrity when someone takes my name wrong. He's in all of those things. And I acknowledge, Lord, that was You. That was You that said that. And I want to get what You have in that for me. Perfect me through those feelings. Protect me. Perfect me through those kind of things. Because it says then, to acknowledge Him in all thy ways, acknowledge Him, it says, and He shall direct thy paths. The promise of the Lord is that His providential hand will continue. That if we will trust Him and acknowledge Him in all these things, that He will direct the next. What is your next step and what's your next path? Hey, what's your next trial? What's the next perfecting moment of your life? Well, I hardly hate to think what it is. But it's there. It's there. And the Lord wants to direct your path. He wants to be able to say, I got something for you. Hang on. You ever had the Lord warn you about something that was coming? I want you to be careful. I want to warn you something's ahead for you. I want to lead your path here, and I want you to have victory in it. You're going to have to trust Me. Isn't that the basis of living for God anyway?
Yes.
Is trusting Him to lead us to where we wouldn't go ourselves. Lord, You take me through this life the way You would have me to do. I don't want to be a martyr, but Lord, if it's my ticket. I don't want to go through suffering, but maybe I need to. I cringe at the thought of it. I want to be faithful. Lord, help me. Help me to acknowledge in these things, this is God. I've told this before, but I had a guy that treated me rather unkindly one time, a few years ago. Had a gun up to my head. He pounded on me. He slammed me with the gun. Done all those things. He sure done the work of the Lord. I won't tell you, He done something what nobody else could do. It done something for me. I didn't like it. But I have to acknowledge something. I look back at it many times. The steps of that whole thing was ordered of the Lord. The Lord brought me to a place and I needed it, folks. And I look back at it and know where I needed it. And the only thing I can say is, thank You, Lord. Thank You for allowing me such an easy chastisement right there. You sure protected me and kept me. And I got it. I got it. And I sure appreciate it. You pray for me. I want to be faithful.